Police allege that Neets Mary Brown was tied to a chair before she was found dead on the floor of an apartment on Green Avenue. She lived there with five other siblings, her mother and her mother's boyfriend. An autopsy revealed she died from being hit in the head with a blunt object. She had other injuries that were at different stages of healing. At 36 pounds, the child was also incredibly small for her age. Mayor Bloomberg said he was confident the Administration for Children's Services would thoroughly investigate the case.
Clearly, it's something to worry about. It's a great tragedy. A seven-year-old is dead. ACS was called. Somebody alerted them. They tried to do an investigation, obviously not fast enough.
The young girl attended PS 256, and the Department of Education says the school reported the family to the Administration for Children's Services two different times. Once in the spring of last year after she missed more than a month of school, and then again in the fall when they suspected she was being physically abused. ACS confirms being in the home in May, but says the child abuse complaint was found to be unsubstantiated. They were also in the home in December and were in the process of investigating the second complaint. The remaining five children have been removed from the home and will be placed in foster care. Police say 27-year-old Cesar Rodriguez is the father of two of the children. Teresa Rao lives next door to the family and says during the summer she used to see the kids playing in the park across the street.
They wasn't malnourished. They was always clean. They didn't look like nothing was wrong, but you never know. You can't see what's on the inside from outside.
She and some friends were standing around a modest shrine they had put up to help memorialize the child.
We put this up. We decided to, you know, get a candle. Maybe, you know, other people will come and just put something out. It was nothing but a candle and write something on the wall. You know, just for her.
This is the fifth child known to the child welfare system that's died in Brooklyn in just over 3 months. ACS says while it's rare to have so many deaths clustered together, overall deaths were down in 2005 compared to 2004. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.